time clock. 3 nights ago and nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be beat till Monday.
Let me do this before I forget.
Well, we were supposed to do at 9:20. We're going to do at 10:20.
Coyotes tickets Thursday, February the 1st. 7 o'clock puck drop. They take on the Dallas Stars. Text the answer to this question, 411-923. And all the winners will just pick one out at random. But what year did KTAR switch to FM broadcasting? You can find that answer in January's home maintenance calendar. If you've got one, you can quick flip to it. If not, at rosieonthehouse.com, you can mouse over the homeowner resources, and there's the calendar tab. You can click on that and see January's calendar posted there and find the answer there. We've got Rosie on the House trivia. We've got Arizona State trivia worked into the bottom of the calendar, and that's where you can find the answer, unless you just are that good of a listener and you remember.
Coyotes playing Dallas. What night?
February 1st, Thursday night.
All right.
7 o'clock.
Very good. If you're a hockey fan, text that answer to
411-923.
Very good. All right. Let's see if we can get to Bill, who's been very patiently holding. We have Bill and Edwin on hold. Open line for you if you'd like to get in at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What you up to today?
Well, I've got a pedestrian gate.
Okay.
That is on the side of the house, typical Arizona pedestrian gate.
Yep.
I got a single stack of blocks on one side.
Yeah.
And a block wall on the other.
Yep.
And the gate's anchored to the wall, and it clips in and out of the single standing blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the single standing blocks will move a little bit, but even worse is where the gate is anchored, it keeps pulling out, and I'll keep fixing it and, you know, cementing it in with stuff, and it gets worse. The blocks start coming loose. So
right.
I'm wondering, do I have to replace the whole wall, or what do I need to do?
Well, the blocks that are coming, the gate is hinged on the single pile of block up against the house?
The opposite.
Okay.
No, the opposite.
Okay, so it's hinged on the wall side, and then the striker and the latch is on the house side. And
correct.
Those blocks that are up against the house are holding up and staying together fine. The hinged side, we're having trouble with the mechanism staying anchored in the block or the block coming loose from the stack.
Both.
Okay.
Both. Between, you know, different repairs I've done. Obviously, the repairs I'm doing are not hacking it.
Okay. Well, and then that column that everything's anchored to, then the wall goes to a real narrow wall over to another column, and that's the block wall that goes around your yard, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that column that you're hinged on, it should be grouted solid. And if the block are coming loose, it indicates to me we didn't get that column filled full of grout and mortar. So I would take the top, it's called a cracker, the top little cracker off the top of the column, and that'll let you look right down the entire column. I would get that thing shimmed up, plumbed up, and leveled up and shored up to stay in place. And then I would just mix enough mortar to fill that entire column full of, just use super mortar. It's fine. Fill it up and then put the cracker back on and you'll be done. And that column at that point should be plenty strong enough to hold up to any gate activity you've got.
So I don't need to tear it all down and put it back up again.
Well, you know, it would be best if you would remortar the loose block. Is it like just the top two or three that are loose?
Yeah, it's the top one that's loose, and I've remortared it more than once.
Okay. And it's the whole block. It's not just the little cap piece.
That's correct. It's the whole block right at the mortar joint.
Okay. Well,
you and I've even had, you know, I've had a pro come in and mortar it. Well, semi-pro, one of those handyman guys come in and mortar it.
Yeah.
And it still comes loose. I guess there's a lot of stress there.
No, you just fill that column with mortar, and that's all gonna quit happening.
So should I throw some steel rebar down there?
You could throw one number four in there if you want, one or two number four. Not gonna hurt anything. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Then you'll have it stabilized to the point where it's gonna hold up to the stress of the gate action. You'll be in good shape. The mortar between each block, is it going to be strong enough as you are discovering? But if that baby's grouted solid, you'll be in great shape. Bill, we appreciate the call. That's a one-day project. You can take care of that in one day. And I'm going to talk about some other one-day projects you can get done around your backyard. It's the content of our newsletter that we mailed out this week. For any of you that want our newsletter, you can subscribe to it at rosieonthehouse.com.
We did get a gentleman in Mesa, Tom, said, I miss your tip of the week. Well, that is the blog. He was referring to what we used to mail out in the Republic. Well, now it's in the blog, and we send a link to that in the newsletter that goes out on Thursdays.